monitoring.
Q4FCY, I believe, and 4ZLK. Good morning.
ELK, good morning. This is Rob. How are you today?
The name here is Shane. I'm doing well. I'm mobile over here near Pumpkin Town, headed in towards Greenville. Did I get your call right? KQ4F, as in Fox Sierra, what'd I say, FQY or FCY?
Negative, it's KQ4 Sierra Zulu Yankee.
SZY. Those are some hard letters to hear sometimes. That's why I say Z for mine, N4ZLK, N4ZLK. Started doing that a long time ago. It just makes it very clear. It makes it easy on everybody. Oh, very good to meet you, Rob. I don't think I've heard you before, but glad to have you on the repeater.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I need to go ahead and put in for a vanity call sign and get something a little bit easier to pronounce. I've been thinking about doing that, just hadn't gotten around to doing it. But yeah, I'm over here in Spartanburg, heading to work. I work over in Lyman. I usually hang out on the Spartanburg repeater, but didn't hear much on there this morning. Figured I'd switch over and see if anybody was on the monitor in the Greenville one.
We have some fairly busy times, and then it can be very quiet for a good bit of the day, but I'm trying to get some activity over this way. I appreciate you stopping by. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with the call. It's just hard to hear sometimes until you get to know it. But once people get to know you by your call, it sticks, and you know make the call your own, or you can change it up. That's the nice thing about that vanity program now. You can change it up and make it more personal, or make them more memorable, if you want to say. This was my father-in-law's call when he first moved down this area back. Back in the 80s, well, before mid-90s, if you moved to a different call area, you had to change your call. You couldn't get a vanity. You couldn't get a different number for where you lived. If you were in four land, you had to have a four call, and they moved down from three land, Delaware, and he changed his call to this, and then when he passed away, they opened up the vanity, not, I think, within a year or two after he passed away, so I was able to snag this call. And I've been happy with it. I've had it for 20 years now, maybe a little longer.
My grandfather is WA4OWA. He's up in his 90s now. And, I don't wish anything to happen, but, the inevitable one day, I'll try to take over his call sign, hopefully many, many years from now.
That always makes it special, and that's a good call, too, WA4OWA, I think you said. That would be special, and keep it in the family and carry it on.
I guess in the meantime, I need to apply for a vanity. Mine is kind of a tongue twister, but I got my license, probably a year and a half ago or so, and then a couple months ago, I upgraded and got my general ticket with the hopes to start working some HF, and I just hadn't done it yet because I don't have an HF radio yet, so.
I understand. It took me a while to get set up. In fact, it took me several years before I upgraded to general. When I got mine, you had to take a novice test with the CW, 5 words a minute, and then you passed the tech to get the HF or the VHF privileges. With the novice, you had a 10 meter voice and CW on 15, 20, 4, or maybe it was just 20, 40, and 80. And then got your tech, and it gave you the VHF and UHF privileges. Of course, that's all changed too. That went out back with the no code tech and the vanity, all that kind of went together. But my very first call was KC4 Victor Sierra Charlie, VSC. All three of those letters can sound like other letters, so it was it was a tongue twister as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think it's a lot easier now to get the license than it was for you back when you did it, you know, because honestly, I just, you know, downloaded a couple of apps on my phone and was able to study the app, and I mean, it made it really easy for me, so, you know, especially not having to learn CW to upgrade, you know, I think that was, you know, I haven't even tried to learn CW, I imagine it's pretty difficult.
Well, one day at a time is how I did it. And I actually relearned it at a faster speed the last few years. That 5 words a minute was probably not the best way to learn it, at least the sending speed anyway, the character speed. And yeah, my father-in-law never could upgrade to general because he never could get to the 13 words. And he loved being on HF. He had a bad heart and he didn't sleep well. And he'd be up a lot at nighttime. So he made a lot of Morse code contacts, but he never could get up to the general portion, and I always wished he could have. That would have been good for him. But anyway, he was a good man. Well, what do you do? You say you're headed into work. What do you do, Rob? KQ4SZY, N4ZLK.
Yeah, KQ4SZY. I'm a buyer over at SCW Eurodrive right there in Lyman. Been there about 4 years now. Pretty good company to work for. What about you?
For UPS, been there 34 years. Done just about everything there except management, and I would not want to do that. And I'm a drive tractor trailer for them now. Is that Eurodrive place, is that parts for BMW?
We build gearboxes and drive motors, so a lot of your conveyors and stuff you see in factories and roller coasters and airports and that kind of thing, we're most likely the ratio box that's moving it.
We have plenty of conveyors in our building. They came through all the doors, all the unloading and loading docks, and installed brand new conveyors. I don't know where they got them from or what company they used, but they got them in and they were not adjusted properly or something, and they had to come back and redo them. I don't know, they didn't work like they were supposed to. It's interesting. These are the whole systems, though. They extend out into the trailers because we don't unload anything with forklifts or anything. Everything's on a belt. Back when I unloaded trailers, we had rollers that we pushed out into the trailers, and we had to push the packages off of the trailer until they hit a conveyor belt. And now they have these conveyor belts that extend almost probably 45 feet into the 53-foot trailers.
Technology is definitely making our lives a lot easier in that regard, as far as. But yeah, we make, you know, everything from, you know, little tiny boxes up to, you know, big stuff that goes, like, you know, in rock quarries and coal mines. And so, you know, you've probably seen our stuff and just didn't know it.
Sure. It's amazing all the companies that are out there that make parts for things that we take for granted every day, and we have no idea that's going on. That's pretty cool. Well, sounds like a good job. Are you from this area?
I actually grew up in Orangeburg. My wife is from here, and we met and got married, and I spent a little bit of time up here, and man, I love the upstate. We lived in Columbia for about 10 years right after we got married, and I was like, we got to move to the upstate. And so anyway, we've been here the last 4 years, and we love it.
You live up here than Columbia as well. I've been through there and down there many times. But anyway, well, it's a beautiful area, and it's definitely growing, that's for sure. I've been here since 1971 in this area. I don't really didn't have any decision in coming down here. I was born in Ohio, but they moved down here when I was a baby. So pretty much home. It's what I consider home anyway.
I can't believe the number of people that I meet down here that are from Ohio. And probably a quarter of the people that I work with are from Ohio, and I always pick the people and say, you know, is there anybody actually left up in Ohio, or is it just a bunch of land up there now?
There are people, actually, at least my family, my dad's side, all my cousins still all live there, most of them. But, Ohio and Michigan seem to be a lot of people from Ohio and Michigan. It's always been that way. And then we get New York, but generally we get New Yorkers after they went to Florida for a while and then moved back here or moved up here. So seems to be the way most people from New York. Not all of them, because we got a couple. There might be one listening right now. Yeah, actually, he went to Florida too. That's right. but a lot of people move here.
Yeah, I guess this is the place to be, but, you know, at least, from my experience, most of the Midwestern people that you run into are generally very nice people, so, we're glad to have them down here.
As long as they're polite on the roads, it's fine. My newest son-in-law, I have two of them now, but the newest one, as of April, works for a company. They moved the whole company down from Ohio, and they're down near, down close to Lawrence. But that's funny that you mentioned that. I was just thinking about that as you were saying it. They moved the whole company down from Ohio.
Yeah, it's a popular place, I guess. But, hey, I've got to jump off. I'm going to grab me a biscuit real quick and head on into work. I believe you said the name was Shane. Enjoy talking to you. I hope I'll try to catch you again on here sometime. This is KQ4SCY. I'll be clear on your final.
Acted Shane. It was very nice to meet you this morning, and enjoy your biscuit. Nice to talk to you. Hope to hear you again. KQ4SZY. It'll take me a couple times of saying it to get it down. KQ4SZY. You have a good day. 73N4ZLK.